We
All right,
have.
it's 6:30. I'm going to call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led tonight by Councilmember Leland.
Pledge
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, everybody, we've got a pretty concise meeting agenda tonight. This is time for public comment on all non-agenda items. This is to be a concise public comment for items not on the agenda. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items? Any online, anybody online?
No. Written public comment from Julie Stoner.
We have written public comment for Julie Stoner on your table. And pretty sure everybody read it. We can address that later, but just well, thank you for a public comment. Next up is the approval of the July 1st minutes. In front of you have the July 1st, 2025 minutes. Any public comment on those minutes? Seeing none, council.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
I have a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That brings us to departmental or city court report. We don't have one this particular. We don't have one this one. We usually have it on the first one. So move on past that and move to departmental reports. First up, as always, is Amy.
In your packets, you've been invited to some stuff. The Montana Wool Growers Lamb Jam is coming up August 9th. Sounds like quite a hilarious event. I believe this is our first year for it. That should be pretty interesting.
Do they sell socks for Julie? Judy?
Oh.
Give me a nice wool.
Give me some wool socks.
And also the library is hosting their board meeting at Kennedy Park and has invited you to that as well. We've mostly been working on budget. I was doing a report for the building codes education done today, and this calendar year so far, we've collected almost $100,000 in building permit fees, and that represents 40 building permits issued between January 1st and June 30th. So it's just still trucking along. And that's all I've got, unless you have questions.
Thanks, Amy. Next up is Deputy Chief Ed. You analyst, or is we just going to go with the written up?
No, I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, I didn't. We had different things written down here. We had Mike on here. I wanted to make sure that you were still wanting to do it. But. Makes sense.
Kind of changed my mind.
Yeah.
All right. Good evening, everybody. So since the last time we met, there have been 153 calls for service with 5 new cases. That does not count rodeo weekend. So we had a few things over the rodeo, nothing major. It's a light crowd this year at the rodeo, I thought, but we still had, you know, DUIs, MIPs, some thefts, medical calls, things like that. So a few more of those kind of calls, but less people. It wasn't too bad. But I'm gonna talk more about the rodeo here in just a minute. Officer Buser started on July 8th, was sworn in by Judge Loveless, almost finished with policy. He's qualified with his duty weapons and has already had 2 DUIs since he started.
How many can he have? Right?
So I think he's done.
He's all good.
Gone to jail yet?
I think he's a week and a half being in uniform and has 2 DUIs. So
apprehension.
So, yeah, good things are coming, I think. Zach Butler is on his last week of FTO, so he'll be out on his own next week, starting next week. He's kind of out a little bit this week. We're kind of doing some shadowing. He goes, pulls a traffic, or makes a traffic stop. I come in behind him and just kind of let him do his thing. So he's about ready to go. Kyle Butler went to firearms training last week. So he's a certified firearms instructor. The next 2 weeks, I have a Missouri River Drug Task Force meeting on tomorrow, IT meeting on the 17th, CJCC meeting on the 22nd, TOW meeting on the 31st. And then all Eastone officers will be in attendance at a county attorney, kind of a refresher course on Thursday. They're going to have us in for 2 hours, kind of go over any new changes, updates, things that they would like to see, things that are working, things that aren't working. So that'll be very beneficial. And then, as I said, the rodeo was this weekend. I want to kind of speak to the effort of the officers for the rodeo, because Josh and Zach were still on FTO. They were with somebody, so that meant everybody else had to take up the slack. So Kyle Butler was at a training Monday through Friday, got off the training, came home, took a nap, came out at 10 o'clock for the rodeo, and then worked until 1 or 2 in the morning, and then worked Saturday and Sunday as well. Chris, Josh, and Zach, they started Tuesday. They worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, took Sunday off, and are back on shift Monday through Thursday this week. For me, I worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. So 11 days in a row is what I'm covering. So I just want to make sure you guys know what we did to accommodate the rodeo. It'll be better once Zach and Josh are on their own and we're full staffed, but these guys deserve some credit for stepping up and making it happen. We had the reserves with us this year again. They did a great job. We couldn't pull it off without, Roger and his crew. So thank you, Roger, for that. The one thing I kind of want to address tonight is there's a lot of talk of speeding in East Helena. You have a letter that addresses that in front of you. I don't know if any of you watched KTVH News. The other night, they came out and did an article on speeding with me. There seems to be a lot of complaints, but for the record,
Bye.
in 2024, East Helena conducted nearly 2,500 traffic stops. And that's not even we were full staff. So far on the year, we are over 1,300. So we're well above that. And again, not fully staffed. That's a lot of traffic stops. A lot of them are expireds, no headlights, no taillights, stop sign violations, but the majority of our stops are speeding. So while there are some complaints coming out about speeding, we do take it seriously, and we are out and about trying to fix that problem. We just can't be everywhere all the time. Person on shift most of the time, and we can't be everywhere. So I just wanted to kind of address the speeding, give you a few statistics about that, let you know we're out there, out and about, and trying to make things safer for the community. Any questions for me?
I assume the article was due to complaints from citizens.
Yes, there. I don't know how many. I know there was one specific.
That's what I assumed.
And I don't know if there were more than just the one, but there was, then you have the one tonight. But we do take it seriously. Any other questions?
I'd just like to say a big shout out to you and your staff, as always, for rodeo. I know it's an endeavor. It's one thing when you get hired here, we tell you right about it up front. This is going to be a thing, and appreciate all you guys' efforts and coming together and making it work.
No, I
Especially with Chief
appreciate
out and you
it.
kind of taking a lead on that. I appreciate you as well. I know you put a lot of time into it and several days in a row. Secondarily, you can rest your head easy, as I was telling you guys before. In addition to the letters about speeding, we also get complaints that it's a speed trap and you guys get too many people. So, you're clearly doing your job. So.
Yeah.
I also get plenty of comments the other way. So
All right.
make no mistake, we hear about your efforts. I'm sure the council or council members would say the same.
Thank you.
Okay, Public Works.
All right, I'll talk fast. So, still working with DEQ. We pretty much got everything finalized today, but getting that sewer replacement approved at the intersection of Valley and Rochelle. Hard Rock Mining did say that they aren't going to be able to fit the school schedule this afternoon, so we're probably going to go outside of the scope of that contract and just hire a separate contractor to come in and do that sewer replacement. With that, Helena Sand is actually there passing through town Tuesday, headed to the Townsend Airport. So on the way, they're going to stop and just fix Lewis Street and Montana and Lewis just to get that done. And then they'll be back prior to the start of school to get Valley Drive done. And then the rest of the remaining work, the widening Wiley Drive, and they have some cleanup work from the pavement they did last fall, they'll do in September. So just working with them, appreciate them being willing not to charge those mold fees and stuff and kind of do it as they're coming and going on bigger jobs and stuff. So that's good. Shaner's Raz Wasgate, so return activated sludge and waste activated sludge. Not that you care what that is, but it's where we get rid of the stuff that the bugs don't eat or start it back over in the process. That gate failed on him. So it caused the mixed liquor to go way high, which it, when it gets too thick, it just gets more than what the bugs can eat and stuff. I don't think we're getting any violations from it so far. Everything's good, but they got it all working again. Again, just solenoids that are almost 30 years old that finally failed, you know. So just working through that. The chlorine feeder at the swimming pool is going out. We robbed parts off of the old one that luckily we kept. The new one will be here, hopefully. I thought it would be here today, but it's not. The cool thing is, we switched to Hawkins to buy chemicals because they were so much cheaper than what we were previously buying them. As long as we buy chlorine chemicals still through them, the machine doesn't cost us anything. So it's just our labor to put it in, which is great. I got a letter today from Gene Kaufman that they did submit our draft application to Federal Highways for their comments back. They also came back and said that we needed to redo all of the budget information, which this is the fourth time we've done this. So we're hoping, which it's just cutting and pasting, it's not a big deal, but we're hoping now that we have a new rep that it'll go smoother and actually all get submitted this time. So that process is moving along. The good thing is it's moving along. So I mean, just remember, they said that, you know, a year ago when we started this process, that they said it usually takes a year, and we're starting that process over again. So it could very well be springtime before we get a, you know, thumbs up and start being able to go into design. Working on that. Council member Ferguson and Dahl received that letter from a resident saying that they believe the other resident in the 100 block of Clinton Street is now open to possibly working with us to dedicate that as public right-of-way. So I'll be reaching out to them and seeing if that's a fact or not. And then as we go through this budget cycle, we can we can address that if need be. But sounds like things are a positive there. Unfortunately, the city water service, the guys went down in the basement to sign off fire extinguishers, and there's water running in the basement wall. Our service line is leaking. We've known it's been coming for quite a few years. There's been pieces of galvanized service coming through the boilers. It was built in 1928, a long time ago. It's old. So Mogul next week will be digging our service line. We're going to relocate it just because the old service line ran underneath all the concrete, literally directly under the flagpole. So we're going to move it farther east and just be a little cost savings there. And then Kelly was going to talk about it too, but we have to dig the intersection of East Grove, the alleyway between East Groeschel and Clinton on Valley Drive. About a month ago, I got a phone call that we had a water was boiling up in the alleyway. Longtime resident knows that water's not in the alley, but he says, there's water coming up in your alley. Okay. So we send the guys over, and sure enough, there's water coming up in the alley. And where it looks like it's coming is a vacant lot. That has an old, they call it a chicken coop, but an old chicken coop on it. The guys look at it and seems like the water's coming out of this chicken. To the city's understanding, it's never had service to it. You know, no water, no sewer, utilities, everything, a lot. So it took about 2 weeks. The property owner actually lives in Washington. We don't have contact information at home because they don't get utilities because it's just a vacant lot. Finally found phone numbers for them. Property owner came in this weekend and let us into the chicken coop, and sure enough, water is bubbling up out of the ground. Guess you have water service of some sort. So Monday, what they finally found is it's some sort of old abandoned service. Talking to previous residents way back in the 60s, a few of those lots were a big, huge garden, apparently. And what we, after about 8 hours of trying to figure it out, they ran a service line 2 blocks to Montana Avenue, because I'm assuming there was no water in Groeschel Street at that time. We don't know where it goes to. We just capped it off for now. We're going to dig and abandon it. We'll see if anybody calls and says that they're out of water, that they didn't use it. But it's just kind of a weird one where we, how do you know what they did years ago and allowed somebody to do? So we'll abandon that corporation and move on to bigger and better things. And kind of a weird deal for first of those that we've run into. So anyway, questions for me.
Did you have flows for 4th of July weekend and this past weekend from Town Pump? Too soon.
No, we just do them monthly.
Okay.
So,
I'm just curious of where, if that's within what you had expected when that RV dump
no, so
came
for
in.
Kelly, when we looked at, what was it? Do you remember?
We didn't look at flows, we looked at the bill.
We figured it would. I can
20,
get you that number.
$200 for the last month period? $2,600?
My curiosity is if it is where you expected it to be, or if
I think
it
so. It
may.
was about, when I did the math on it for last month, I think it was 600 campers, isn't it? And I just figured 40 gallons a camper.
You're guessing, but
I just guessed 40 gallons a camper. It's
that's some
probably
back
more,
of
I think.
the napkin math. But
Well, it's not going to,
but
not,
it's
but
within
so
what you had expected when they
it's
built
kind of
it.
about the amount we
Yeah.
anticipated.
Yeah.
Just so you know, you can let Pursley know that he's not the only one that had too much mixed liquor the weekend.
With that, I'm going to sit down.
His rodeo was in town. I'm imagining there was more than him. Chief Campbell was here. We're gonna give him a pass. He there's some fire issues. Seemed important. He left in a hurry, so we're gonna excuse him. That's how it goes with fire chiefs. That brings us to new business. First on the new business agenda is the City of East Helena engineering standards. We have just a couple adjustments to our engineering standards. I'm going to kind of turn over to Kevin here.
Yeah, I'll
He's got
give
the
you the
highlighted.
really fast reader digest version. So every year, starting in May, Ian and I just review these and fixing. So the highlights are we added a commercial garbage can rack specification, just the dimensions of that and what it needs to fit a 300 so our garbage truck doesn't hit it. We added in their water and sewer ECU, what that calculation is that we have to use for BQ just to start some arguments. We added that loop, that water mains all have to be looped. They can't just be dead ends. We put a maximum spacing for Roger's request of 400 feet between fire hydrants, which is all the standard with DEQ now. We also put without a variance that service lines cannot extend more than 200 feet. And what we're trying to avoid there is with these cul-de-sacs and trying not to put in sewer and water extensions and just doing really long services that are underneath concrete stuff, which seems good when it's brand new, but in 30, 40 years, when a resident has a 600-foot long service and has to dig up a whole block, like
That
that's not
expansion's
good.
crazy.
So we just put a 200 feet is pretty standard throughout the state. So we just followed suit with that. We also put in there that alleyways and carriage lanes, whatever you want to call them, in new subdivisions have to be paved. Kelly, Mayor Harris did raise some concerns about that added cost. Remember, this is new subdivisions. They're going to have RIDs that pay for their own maintenance and upkeep on them. And they can ask for a variance. So if the point comes where we're reviewing subdivision stuff and you guys feel that it is too much of a inconvenience on the developer to have paved alleyways, we can always give them an exemption on that. And then lastly, we just updated some paint striping and the crosswalk materials. We had spec'd some crosswalk materials that was crazy, ridiculously expensive, and it also doesn't work well with the stuff that we put down every year. We have to grind it out. So just updated that. And other than that, everything's pretty much the same. So we'll do it again in a year, barring any questions you have.
I have two
Let's go
questions.
to public comment. Is
Oh, excuse me.
there any public comment on the proposed engineering standard updates? Seeing none. Go ahead, Pascal.
Sorry about
Yeah,
that.
no, it's
I always try to wait. On page 22, under lift station C, the development of greater than 500 EDUs requires a regional lift station. Developments with less than may construct. And do we, If one is needed, they would still have to do that. Where's the
Yeah.
language
They
that
would
does they
still
have
have to
to?
do it. So what that goes back on is sometimes in smaller, like say like Vigilante West was on their own, they may want to do what's called a package plant, where it's just a pre-designed lift station. It's not this large scale infrastructure that's going to feed, 5,000 homes or 10,000 homes on the other side of the tracks. So under that 500 EDU number, you can do those smaller pre-designed plants. So still
So
favored
I
by the
get the
developer.
may, and I get that it's by the developer, but what if one is needed because of whatever contour, whatever necessity there may be? We're telling them they may, but what if they would have to otherwise if the water just won't flow properly? So
Oh, yeah, right.
we
Yeah,
don't need
like,
to say may or if necessary. Okay. It was just something I caught where it's like, well,
don't think
does it
it's.
give them some discretion that they may have terrible water pressure?
It no, I think the may opens it up where they can apply. And when the city engineers review it, like you may, but in this case, you may not because
Or
of
you have to.
the elevation. Yeah, they'll say you may not in this case because of whatever elevation you're going to need to fill the station, the pump pressure, and all those things. So
Okay, so the
it
may
just gives them
allows
the
us,
opportunity to, like,
but it
and
gives us the discretion necessary as
completely
well.
right.
Okay.
And the biggest reason we put that in there too is like prepare development. We don't want 20 small lift stations. So if you exceed that 500, you have to build a regional size lift station that's one lift station, it serves everybody.
And that was my next question, and I didn't know how to phrase it, but they wanted to, at one point, there was a talk of a bunch of mini
Right.
ones,
We don't want that.
and this is where it's telling them, no, you need to do.
Right. You have to have a
That was
regional
my
size.
other question. Thanks.
Anything else, Council? This is an action item.
And it was so exciting to read. I'll move to approve it.
I voted to approve the engineering standard updates.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Next up is the appointment of Molly Hallahan to the Ethon Planning Board. As you know, we reached out to people to apply and show interest in the planning board as well as the police commission. We have one possibly for the police commission as well. We just didn't get it in time for this meeting, but Molly has expressed an interest and meets the qualifications presented in the MCA in front of you, which is 76-1-221. She would be a city member if she resides in Highland Meadows at this time. So I don't know if you guys, I told her it was unnecessary for her to come tonight, but I think everybody here knows her. Longtime resident of East Helena, grew up here, interested in, currently works in the real estate trade, so I think it could be an asset to the planning board. Is there any public comment on the approval of Molly Hallahan? Council.
I'll move to approve it.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Two.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Bring this to our third item of new business, which is the Kleppner Rants offer to purchase the JFK Park walking bridge frame. This doesn't have a person on it. We have some you're, go ahead, but I'll tee it up here and you can come go up there. So the old bridge frame we had built by the Helena Botec has some structural steel out there still available. Some members of the Kleppner Ranch reached out and said that they have a use for it. We, as a city, have abandoned that project and have a pretty large substructure and construction of a metal frame that would work for a bridge. I think it would be functional for them. At this point, we're going to kind of, Kevin can go into the what the material costs were at the time. Are they 22,000?
$22,554.
That was for the steel at the time. That's just for steel, not the engineering or the things. Obviously, we're not getting a use out of this right now, and then a cheaper price would be necessary. This is not, they're going to construct a new one or do the engineering. I think that we're looking to hear them out and see what would be a reasonable price to maybe come to a deal to have that bridge sold to the Kleppner Ranch. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just refer to the old owner of J4 Automotive. Now his son has taken it, or his son-in-law has taken it over to Kit. Yeah, and he had mentioned, because he was out on our property, and he had mentioned that there was a bridge frame on the East Helena grounds over here. So he actually drove me over there. Then he referred me to call Kevin, so I've been in touch with Kevin since then. But we just were kind of in that planning phase as well of providing more exits for community members who come out to events for safety reasons, just adding exits on ground level. So we have the main barn doors that is obviously a wide door, but it's on one side of the barn, and then we have stairs on the other side. But we've been requested to add more exits, so we've already purchased quite a bit of steel in preparation for this. But when Kevin and I talked, we thought that maybe this bridge could be used in that project. And then historically, that barn did have a trestle bridge off of that north end. That was removed. It was probably a wooden trestle bridge at some point, but it was removed. So we're trying to bring back historical aspects, but also safety for the community, whoever's participating in events out there. So I know we looked into the scrap value. Obviously, unprepared scrap steel is 3 cents a pound, so it's really cheap. But we were hoping to offer $2,500, which is probably four times or five times the scrap value. It's not a substantial amount, but obviously reconfiguring and transporting and adapting the bridge to meet our needs is going to be quite expensive on our end. So, yeah, number open to discussion or any questions at the time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there any public comment on the proposal to offer to purchase of the bridge? Seeing on council, let's maybe discuss what you think's fair, what you think's right. Donnie,
I
any
would defer
thoughts?
to Kevin on this, whether you think that's a fair offer.
This,
Obviously not compared to what we paid for it,
right.
but
Again, it's been sitting there for close to 20 years now. The city does not have any long-term plans for it. It's just weathering away, right? Like, if somebody doesn't do something with it, it's bare steel, it's gonna rust. So
the pigeons like it.
yeah, the pigeons do like it. And again, it's just the frame material. So I guess in my opinion, yeah, that's a pretty fair scrap value. Again, scrap is 3 cents a pound. So even if you said if that bridge weighs 20,000 pounds, I don't think it does weigh quite that much, but that's still, less than $1,000 at actual scrap value.
I assume that you all will transport it, or would that be our
Yeah,
responsibility?
we'll assume transporting and insuring the bridge as well. Like, obviously, the liability of us transporting it, we'll take on that as well. So,
Donnie, I thought you might have some thoughts on this one.
well, at the I realize we've had it for a long time and don't have any future plans for it, but that seems a little low on the price to me. I right at this point, I'm torn one way or the other.
Anybody else have any thoughts?
It's gotten us no value. It's getting us no value now or for the past 20 years. It's.
No, and the other thing we can speak of, and we've had multiple communities reach out to us that have had interest in it, but once they realize what it is and its dimensions, this is the first official offer that anybody has made, at least in my time. So that's about the only other thing I can say about it.
Is it in the way for the construction of any of the plant
It's not
stuff?
in the way. No, it's in the far northwestern corner of the plant, but it's just sitting in the field.
But for the new
No, not at this point.
construction out there.
You've mentioned it to literally anyone that comes to the city, whether it's Prickly Pear Land Trust or anyone, and trying to find someone interested in using it because it has just been sitting,
Right.
but and just no takers, right? Time
City of
after.
Dillon, City of Three Forks. The problem is, when you look at what it is, by the time you do the cost to retrofit it, for most municipalities and stuff, it just doesn't financially work out. It makes sense to.
I'd like to see it stay within the area too. I think then that tells a story a little bit. If they're able to use it, I'm in favor of it personally because I hate to see what we paid for it to what it's now worth, but I'd rather take an offer that is worth more than it is physically worth now.
I think you got to kick in at least a six pack of beer for each council member on the top list. And I think you're probably going to do at least
Record, no.
that or something like that.
Yeah, she you guys need to get what you have to put it up on.
Yeah.
Is that your transport plan?
No, we have I've measured it. I've been over there and looked at it. I've measured it. I have a trailer that's plenty long enough to set. There's three sections there. I can set each section on it. I have a telehandler that can lift everything. So I won't need anything from anybody as far as moving it.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat heartbreaking for me to see this one not be used by the city since my uncle built it. But
it's city adjacent.
What age?
He was the professor of welding for the Botec and the
students that actually
worked. I think they did a lot of the work. Mm-hmm. And then there was corrections made.
One of the things
it's a structural bridge, it had to have some.
I've also reached out to the engineer who did design the bridge since seeing the plans and asked him if he'd be interested in continuing on with the project to see it finished. And he said he'd be interested. He's in the Dillon area now, but says it's possible.
And as a retired engineer. But still interested.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the part of the appeal is the story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I'll move to approve the purchase for $2,500.
We have a motion to approve the purchase at $2,500.
Which is what was offered, correct?
That's correct.
I'm not giving that other number.
No, that was what they said.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Reluctant.
All right.
True.
You got a bridge. You buy yourself a bridge.
I have a piece of paper that has all that.
No, and I appreciate you guys reached out to us. That was awesome.
Yeah, I know. I get back with it. So,
we
are pretty close neighbors and enjoy a positive relationship.
Yeah.
And appreciate the work of East Helena. Police and you know they supplement very mightily Jefferson County, and we're kind of right on that fringe, and so we look forward
to the bridge almost reached the county line.
There you go. You're bridging counties. Your uncle's bridge.
The bridges of not quite Lewis and Clark County. thanks guys. You work with Kevin on logistics and you need. All right, that takes care of new business. That brings us to the mayor's report. Oh my, the mayor. Well, there's been a lot of things going on. So, as Kevin mentioned, I got to visit a chicken coop regarding a water issue. That was good, though, just to kind of reach out and see what's going on there and see where this... It's amazing that things are under the ground that we don't know about, including almost 2-block-long service lines. Makes no sense, but it's there. And then we had all the events, the rodeo, food truck event, the Smelterman's picnic, which I went to for about 10 minutes, maybe, and the rodeo parade. All those attended slightly. The Smelterman's picnic, I was there early, and there was more of a setup, but yeah, I saw for a minute. Saw pork chop, which was fun. And then, as you guys have seen, there's been a lot of media lately, so I've had an interview with the Boulder Monitor regarding our growth. I did a thing with KTBH regarding the speeding thing and did a segment with the radio guys regarding that. So all good stuff. A lot of, you know, we get some complaints. You get some social media when you reach out, but I think there's a lot of good vibes from all these things, and it's worth the time to sit down with people and get our story out there. So a lot of that was going on. Big picture stuff. I met with the Lieutenant Governor regarding water rights. It was me and John Bloomquist. Met with the Lieutenant Governor and their people. Overall positive. They're going to get back to us with kind of their impressions and what their thoughts are, if they want to move with us. So they're going to reach back out. The ball's in their court at this point. But we met with them again, and they're going to respond to that meeting. And for the bit of good news, had a phone call, email, whatever chain, at the end of the big teams meeting with Cindy, Mary Hollow, and Jacob Kuntz. I don't know if you guys know this yet, but happy to announce that the Region 8 winner of the Phoenix Award is the project at the smelter. So we won the Phoenix Award. So the EPA Phoenix Award is a big deal for environmental cleanups for the Brownsfield, and this cleanup was awarded that award. So when I'm in Chicago at the start of August, there will be a presentation of all that, and there'll probably be a bunch of media surrounding it, but the winning the Phoenix Award is a big deal. So the EPA gives that award out, and it is a Very big honor. Cindy has gotten one other in her time, and she's like one of the top people in that field in the nation. So she's pretty excited, and apparently she'll need a place to put the trophy. So I told her desk was where I'd put it, but she says City of Easttown on City Hall. So we'll argue that out later. But that's it for me. So I don't know what a Phoenix Award looks like, but I like trophies. So that's it for me. Any questions? All right. Councilman reports. Councilmember Dahl.
I have nothing to report.
Councilmember Leland.
I have nothing either right
You
now.
went to some of these events.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I
were around. Councilmember Feist.
did not. I was in the mountains, but sad to have missed him, but glad that they went well. We did have a final Montana Opioid Abatement Trust meeting and did recommend to the state trust to award two projects in Lewis and Clark County. One for the YWCA to do some repairs and programming for opioid use disorder within their facility, and then one for Intermountain, which will directly impact East Helena. It will open up a new day treatment program at Intermountain's facility. With it, it'll serve 10 new kids, and they have a wait list from East Helena, and so they will now be able to serve East Helena kids where they haven't been able to that capacity. So that was a positive. But it's also throughout the community. It may impact Jefferson County, but it'll also impact Augusta and Lincoln. So some rural communities as well within Lewis and Clark County. So really glad and proud of that. Fairly large grant, $150,000, I think. And that'll be a bonus. And the other was I appreciate and proud of our continued providing resources to the fireworks. That we do that and that that's so well received throughout the community, and just appreciative that the we as a council have continued to support that as well, help support that along with Shelley's. So
On that note, there's a probably future agenda item coming regarding that about putting up thermometers like the United Way. They want to double the amount they did this year and put thermometers up like a firework going off, and 250 years of America next year. So it's a pretty big one. So I want to double the size of the show next year.
Perfect.
Only triple it.
Big.
I hear that Pete's offering to help match that. I think that's what I heard.
Verbally support tripling it.
I don't
every
run opportunity to I don't run that. I just know that there I was some conversations about this is the big one. Next year's a big one for America. And so
And then the, just last thing, I'll follow up with Pete, but on zoning commission possible changes as well as our paper of record and what that looks like. So I was thinking about it here today, so I wanted to bring it up. Just I'll be following on that too. Thank you.
on that note, you'll be seeing a budget item request for having a boulder monitor and possibly empty for later years. So yeah,
There you go.
there's some budgetary stuff involved that though. Councilmember Ferguson.
Did all the fireworks and the food truck thing and the rodeo. It's the first time I've gone to the rodeo parade. That was pretty fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Don't shortchange yourself. You donated your time for 2 days working the food at the rodeo.
And I did
Donate your
work
time.
at
And
Shelley's
you
food
and
truck for two
God
days.
worked for 2 days feeding people there donation wise. That's awesome. That's volunteerism at its finest. So don't shortchange yourself. That's big league because it was hot. So, yeah. Thank
It
you for
was
that.
hot.
Appreciate you guys both for doing that. That's awesome.
That's all I have.
All right. Brings us to Pete.
See, I think just I want to put on the record very firmly the complaints about speeding or lack of enforcement are frankly absurd. Blatantly absurd to think that our police department is not doing a good job at actively patrolling our streets and enforcing codes, especially given the I've been here since 2015. Our police department is, and this is not an exaggeration, 100 times more active than they used to be. So just
Triple that.
the
I triple something.
squeaky wheel, maybe, or a vocal minority of people who are not experts in judging the speed of a tractor complaining probably should not, constitute a newspaper article and some kind of lack of credibility for our police department. It's laughable and it's hard to push back hard enough on such a ridiculous claim. So that's all I need to say about that. I do have a jury trial next week in Helena covering over for them. They've covered for us in the past, so covering a trial over there. So next Thursday, I'll be busy over in Helena, acting as counsel on a prosecution on an assault case over there. Last week, I was on vacation. It went well, really well. Oregon Coast felt like today, and it was good. It was a nice week. So glad to be back and back at it.
Thanks, Pete. What else do we have left? Payment of the fifth. Any ideas on how we do that? I wonder how we should go about that.
Bills.
Oh, we have a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
And a second. All of the favors?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That being, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:10. Thanks, everybody.
Did you?
Hey, can you?
I'm
not looking on this, whichever. I'm doing that.